Yes, sir. Jordan is standing by to turn the audio on.
Alrighty.
The audio is on.
Right, thank you, sir. Okay, I'd like to call this Cultural Committee meeting to order. Today is April the 19th of 2021. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Second Speaker Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Big Horse.
Present. We have a quorum. Congresswoman Stabler, would you render a prayer for us this afternoon, please?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us to serve our Osage people. We ask that you watch over us, that you lead us and guide us, and that you watch over all of our people, whether they are in sickness or in mourning, and that you put your loving arms around them. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Next on our agenda is approval of minutes. You've got minutes in your packet. If you'll take a moment to look them over. Madam Clerk?
Yes, sir.
Under roll call, we have four members, and I don't see Congressman Tillman yet. You drop down to prayer, and Congressman Tillman is giving the prayer.
Yes, sir. I believe he was present, although he's not in the committee, so I didn't list him on roll call.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
I got a question, Chair Big Horse. Maybe the clerk, too. So it says there's four committees. Members present and one absent, but the yeas and nays counts five. Is that okay?
No.
Congressman Keene, Speaker Rebard showed up about 2 minutes after the meeting happened, so she was actually voting on those.
Okay.
Which is why there's five.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for April 14th, 2021.
I have a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second, Stabler.
A motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The minutes are approved. Moving on, number five, consideration of ONCA 21-46, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the Hominy Indian Village for the purchase and installation of audio and video systems and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Congressman Keene, you have the floor, sir.
Yes, I'm happy to sponsor this piece of legislation. I know the Hominy Five-Man Board had reached out to Congress for this. And, you know, when I was little, them elders told me to really listen when them elders would get up and speak at the dances. And this helps that. And obviously, it's very important to our culture. And like I said, I'm just happy to sponsor this piece of legislation to help out the Zonzoli District. That's all I got. Thank you.
Any questions, committee? Comment?
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
I too see a need and a purpose here, and so I'm in favor of this. And if no one has another comment, I'm willing to make a motion.
I got one. I have a chair. I have something at question.
Congressman Baker.
Well, of course, being from the Zonzoli people myself, I'm for this, but I just would like to know if there's the usual fiscal analysis been done on this piece of legislation. As usual, when there's an appropriation, there's usually a fiscal analysis along with the supporting documents. Thank you.
Chair, this is Rivard.
Yes, second speaker.
There was a fiscal analysis completed, and it was received today by the clerk this morning, and it was sent out to all of us today. And the implication state at this time, there is no technical or mechanical defects with this legislation.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Any other question or comment?
Just one more thing, Chair.
Yes, Congressman Baker.
Please don't think I'm being critical here, because I support this, but it just seems like in the past we've always had maybe a little more documentation about, you know, the cost amount of this equipment, but for that amount of money, I'm just trying to be, as we always say here, taking care of our people's money. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Chair Big Horse.
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, there's some support docs that I can send out to everybody. As second speaker said, we got the fiscal analysis this morning. But there's more, I guess it'd qualify as more of a quote where they came up with the price, but I can get that to everybody. Since Congressman Maker would like to see those figures, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Is that satisfying, Congressman Maker?
Yes, sir, Chair. That's just kind of the usual process. Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to see this piece of legislation postponed until you get your documents?
Chair, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. I don't know when your next culture committee meeting is. Do you have another one scheduled after today?
I don't, but I could.
I would be comfortable. I mean, this is just me, and I'm not on your committee,
but I would think that between now and by the time this hits a third and final reading, that anything that Congressman Keene has, he can forward to the body of Congress. And we could at least put this out on the floor, and even if we have to hold it on a general order day one for a few days until we get what's requested, at least it's out of your committee, and then you don't have to have another committee meeting.
What's the committee's wishes?
Chair, this is Maker. I'm fine with that.
Congressman Maker?
Yeah, that works for me. Thank you.
Okay, the chair would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to send ONCA 2146 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second, Stabler.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item number six, it's a consideration of executive appointee, Mr. George Stabler.
Chair, this is Alice.
Yes. Congresswoman.
I'm not on the committee, but as we all know, for those of us that have checked our email, the Congresswoman Stabler is refraining from discussion and vote on Mr. Stabler, and so she's left. So I just wanted to let the clerk know, because she's on this committee. So I just wanted the clerk to know she has left the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The appointee is Mr. George Stabler, and you should have information on him in your email. And those of us that have been underneath the arbor have known George all of our lives. So the floor is open. Committee.
Chairman, this is Maker.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
Yes, I would like to just comment that everyone here in the nation knows Mr. Stabler quite well, and we're all very knowledgeable about his qualifications and knowledge. So if no one else has anything to say, I would like to make a motion to report out to Congress that the candidate, George Stabler, is qualified by education, experience, and has no legal barriers for service.
Second, this is Rebar.
Thank you, sir. And we have a second by Second Speaker Rebard. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Well, first of all, before we vote, is Mr. Stabler on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Mr. Stabler, I spent my last appointment and did not give them a chance to speak. So if you have anything to say, sir, the floor is yours.
Well, I'd just kind of like to thank each of you for thinking of me for this position on the committee. I really haven't really thought about anything like this before. I mean, I've kind of thought about it, but I always kind of put it in the back of my mind. And this time it came around, and I decided that it's a good time for me to get involved, because I do know a lot about the culture and some history like that. And for me, I think it'd be good for me to get involved, because I would learn more than than just sitting here doing nothing. So kind of a strange way of putting it, but you know, I think it'd be very interesting. And I've been associated with a couple meetings already, and I've really enjoyed the communication and the information that was given to us to look over. And I just think it's a good fit for me for now. And like, I do have a job, but then my work, as I mentioned in my one of those questions, you know, they know that I'm Native American, and that comes first for me, probably for me, even before work. And they kind of know that because, you know, they ask me what days I'm dancing and all that, probably starting in April, so they can get ready for me to be gone. And so, I mean, that was my biggest problem before. I was kind of afraid to do that. I got enough vacation now, and so I can take off and take care of my responsibilities if I'm put on this board or this committee. So I'm just looking forward to it. And, you know, if I'm put on there and do the best I can do and be sincere about what I do see and say, and just looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your willingness to serve. In my personal opinion, you would be a great asset. And I hate to say this, but you are an elder now, Mr. Stabler. So with that being said, all those in favor of Mr. Stabler being appointed to the Traditional Cultural Advisor Committee, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Mr. Stabler, you will be considered on the House floor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, committee, that moves us to item number 7, adjournment.
Chair, this is Revard. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Baker.
We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Be sure to watch your email.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I was like, Esho, I couldn't find his packet. And I thought that they were going to bring that up, you know. I couldn't find George's packet. But I guess they sent it out on March 25th, and I missed it. Lordy, lordy.
Paula had left the building.
Paula, she walked fast.
I know, I was like, why?
Yeah, that's what they say. Well, I know Alice likes it. Like, get out of here.
No, I don't know. I've never seen anybody but except for Jim Norris.
What's her name?
That's because his wife was head of CASA. We were both on a bill.
Alice ran me the heck out.